And we spoke earlier about Akedas Yitzchak and how much that I connect to that. As a bar mitzvah boy, your bar mitzvah parsha, you also always, you know, you connect to the whole parsha, but like, the first pasuk is like Kodesh Kedashim. It's the first pasuk you learned how to lean. Even if you forget a lot of the bar mitzvah said, everybody can lean, right? Let's be real. Vayira, I love Hashem, bila name, I'm ready, right? So Avram Avinu is sitting outside, we all know. Vayera elav Hashem. And Hashem appears to him. Hashem appears to him. First of all, just stop there. How incredible is that? Don't we want Hashem to appear to us? How incredible Hashem appeared to him. He's sitting outside and Hashem appears to him. So obviously, everything in life, every pasuk in Torah can be understood in pshat, can be understood in drash, and understood shivim panim Torah. The Hilgar Rav Shitzur of Talia Vratchev, he has such a beautiful idea on this pasuk, how he learned this pasuk, and sees the depth in this pasuk. You know, sadly, a lot of people of Baruch Hashem who've accomplished a lot in Torah and Avodah can hit a point where they feel that I'm at a good point, and I know a lot. I'm holding. I saw the other day a clip they had in Eretz Yisrael. They had in one of the stadiums, they were giving bechinas tests to hundreds of talmidim, bachrim and ger, on all of Shas and all of Shulchan Aruch. Imagine who are we? What are we doing? I don't know what we're doing, but anyways, I didn't say if they passed, but Lamaitza, still, like, even to enter into such a bechina is like unbelievable. But there are people who think, okay, I've gotten somewhere. The Rav Shitzur says, the avodah of our lives is to never think you got anywhere yet. It's to do and feel accomplished of what you've accomplished, but think, I haven't even started. Because this ain't sof of Torah and avodah, it's chachma lukis. It's ain't sof. There's no end. You know, it's imagine the Berditchever. One said a mashal. Imagine a king has this big tower, and you're trying to get up to the top floor where the king is, and you're going up, but every floor is so beautiful, and you get to one floor, and it's so beautiful, you get stuck there, and you never go higher. You're a fool. There's so much more to see. There's so much more beauty. And you didn't get to the melech. You know the godless in Avraham Avinu, the Rav Shitzur says, and maybe the key to Hashem appearing to him and coming to him, Ve'yir love Hashem. Beilonim Amre, and we'll get back to why specifically Beilonim Amre in a minute from the Melech. It was Vehu Yoshev Pesach Ha'ol. Vehu Yoshev Pesach Ha'ol is not just telling us the placement of where he was at the front of the tent. The oil represents all of life. The oil is the tent of life. Vehu Yoshev Pesach Ha'ol. He felt that he was just at the opening. He was only at the beginning. The Rabbi says, I was telling us where he felt. I just started. I just started my journey. I just started my growth. I just started my connection to Torah. My connection. I have so much more I could become. That's what the Eibishter wants to see in us. He wants to see us wake up every day and say, I have the whole world in front of me to accomplish. Whatever I've done is nothing compared to what I have to do. There's so much more to do, and I'm just beginning. It doesn't mean I'm not excited and happy with what I've done. I have a high self-esteem, but I have so much more I can do, and I'm only beginning. I'm only starting. I'm at the Pesach oil. I'm at the Pesach oil, that's what we have to believe. And that's when Vayera love Hashem, that's when Hashem appeared to him. The Yisrael, the Abdurav, he explains, that's why he says Be'ilonei Mamre. Be'ilonei Mamre, he says, why is it talk about the plains of Mamre? Mamre was one of the friends of Avram Avinu that was a tzaddik, the one who told him to get a bris milah. He says that Avram attributed the fact that Hashem gave to him, came to him, was because he was in the place of Mamre, he was in the schus of Mamre. He said, I wouldn't deserve this, I'm nothing. I'm only starting. Because that's how Avram felt. It must be in the schus of Mamre that he came. That's how Avram looked at life. And I remember hearing a story about Rav Aaron Leib Steinman, Zecher Tzadik Hashvaracha. That when Rav Aaron Leib, and just thinking about this by my bar mitzvah, when Rav Aaron Leib turned 83 years old, when he turned 83 years old, so there's this concept of, right, that you live 70 years, right? That's what the in Tehillim it tells us. Yemeishin Oseinu Shivim Shana. Yemeishin Oseinu, we live 70 years. So when you turn 83, Vim Gurush Shmonim Shana, but when you turn 83, it's Kilo a second bar mitzvah. Because at 70, it's like a new beginning, because at 70 is a full life. So 83 is like a new bar mitzvah. So it was when Rav Aaron Leib turned 83, he was talking about his bar mitzvah. And he said that he didn't lane at his bar mitzvah. He didn't learn how to lane at his bar mitzvah, because his father told him, better than learning how to lane, just learn more Torah and finish more Torah and spend that time learning. You don't need to learn how to lane. And he looked around at the people there, and he said, I regret that. I should have learned how to lane. I wish I did learn how to lane. Because if I would have learned how to lane, then at least I would have known how to lane. Now I still know no Torah. Now I still know no Torah. So what did it do? Imagine. Rav Aaron Leib Shteim and Gadol Hadar holding Kol HaTorah Kulu with his fingers. If I used to sit and hear his shiurim on Chumash, on Halacha, many times I sat by him. Kol HaTorah Kulu on his fingertips. Gadol Hadar. He felt like he's just beginning at 83. Pesach Ha'il. That's when Vayir love Hashem. That's what Hashem wants to be by our side. With that anivas, he says, that's my child. That's who I love. Don't stop learning. Don't stop growing. Mirz Hashem, we should all be Zayicha. To be and follow in the footsteps of Avrino. Footsteps of Avrino, like we spoke earlier, of Aketz Yitzchak. And be a Yid who grabs every Nisayon that comes his way, knowing Hashem loves you. And Mamish, I'm just going to grow from it. But Yid also is just starting, so I have so much to do. I'm not going to stop growing, because I have so much more to gain, and so much more to learn. And then each and every one of us should be Zoyche, the Vayira, a love, Hashem. The Hail of beautiful Shabbos Kodesh.
Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Kodesh